Oh, thanks for having me back. How are you guys?
Doing really well and so excited. Everybody rise. Congratulations on the single. It's phenomenal. We absolutely love it. For those who haven't checked out the film clip yet, seriously, so incredibly symbolic, just like the song. But is it true that you flew in, recorded the film clip, filmed it, and then had to fly out because it was right on that period where everything was being shut down for quarantine?
That's so true. I wasn't even supposed to go to film the music video, and it was like, I don't usually act like this, but I guess I was so excited for the music to start coming out that I just told my whole label, I'm like, look, you can try and stop me, but I'm getting on that plane and I'm going to shoot this video.
How rebellious. I wouldn't associate you
I
with that sort
know.
of thing, Amy.
Yeah, this beast came out and shooting it, and then all of a sudden things elevated like so quickly in the States, and especially in Nashville. Everything was shutting down, and then I just remember making a million phone calls just saying, hey, I got to get home. Like, we're done, we're done, we're wrapped. I need to get home now, you know?
Did you have
It
to
was
quarantine when
crazy.
You got back then, or you were fine?
I did, yeah. And, it was so scary at the time. Like, they were like, we're gonna make sure that you're home, so make sure you're home. So I took it very, very seriously.
Do you feel like there was a little more pressure? Because this is the first film clip where you've relinquished control. Usually you do oversee every part of it. Were you mindful of you want them and their creativity to evolve? But at the same time, too, you're exactly right. Hey, guys, I've got to go and lock myself away for 14 days. Let's wrap this up.
This whole approach that I've taken to this, I guess I've been calling it Shark 2.0 series, is me trying to really, trying to just, but also take like everyone's advice and just really go for it, but also just learn where I sit and how to get the best out of everything. And at the start, it just takes you a while to learn that balance. And, my skill is songwriting and being in the studio and then obviously touring. So, when I can lean on the professionals, I just need to learn to do that, because otherwise that's just how you burn yourself out.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that was the idea about it.
I mean, you're obviously such a big name now, and I mean, it just seems like the other day when Adore You came out, I was absolutely, like, I think I had that on repeat for ages. Is there something that you missed from those days before you sort of broke out as success? Because I was listening to Tones and I talk about this whole COVID thing was good for her because she forgot she was famous for a while.
Yeah, you kind of do, right? And then you go pick up some takeaways and you dress like a slob, and someone's like, Amy? You're brought back to real life very quickly. But I miss heaps of things. Like, that was a whole part of the music video realization for me is like, okay, Amy, you need to let it go now, because there's so many more people in your team. There's bigger budgets. There's bigger everything. And it's like, I miss the days where I'd call up all my friends, like from uni and stuff, and say, hey, like, I'll pay you guys in beer and we'll have pizza after or something, but I don't have any money, but I've got this great song. And, which is what I did for the Adore music video, and I had to just let that go. And they're beautiful times, but it's, I miss that. I really miss doing that sort of thing and making it my own, but I need to just evolve.
Another side, I mean, we've seen, Australian red carpets, but to go behind the scenes on talk shows, you've been on Corden, you've been on Fallon. What is it like sitting backstage about to perform on those shows? What is the energy like? Or do you see donuts, not actual donuts, but literal donuts before you go on?
It's such a rush that you really, it's not until I'm on the plane, after, like that sort of whirlwind that you think that you really digest it and be like, wow, I just did that. And it went really well. You know what I mean? Like, usually in my head, it's like, oh, it's going to go tragically. Like, you get one shot at these things and, it's crazy. And I mean, the first time I did, when I did James Corden, Kim Kardashian was like in the room next to
Oh,
me,
wow.
and I remember coming off and she just like was getting glammed up and she just poked her head out and she was like, you did great, babe. And I was like, did that actually just happen? Like, it's
That's
crazy.
unreal. So give us the goss from Hollywood then. Who do you, don't you like and who do you like? Who's the, give us the headline.
Imagine I actually did that. I just started like saying all these names and just actually like trashing my career and putting a torch to it.
We'd appreciate it. It'd be a first.
I mean, it'd be good for us, but not good for you.
Yeah, anything for your ratings, right? Anything to help your ratings.
Well, we are so incredibly proud of you and the brand new single, Everybody Rise. We absolutely are getting around it here on K-Rock, and we really appreciate you jumping back on again on the Departure Lounge and having a chat. Stop by anytime. We absolutely love you.
Thank you so much, and thanks for the support behind this song. I really appreciate it.